Dr. Pinsky dictating me and William Ernesto Hendriquez, H-E-N-D-R-I-Q-U-E-Z, Flores, F-L-O-R-E-S. William Ernesto Hendriquez Flores is an 18-year-old gentleman who believes she was injured at work on 8-9-23. He spoke little English, but was able to contact his sister, who helped serve as a translator on the phone. According to the information obtained from the examinee in this fashion, he was injured at work involving his face, jaw, left arm, both legs, and internal damage. He was hospitalized and did have surgery for these injuries, but is no longer receiving any active care. New paragraph. As per his claim petition, Mr. Flores alleges he fell in a hole on the roof of commercial business and sustained facial injuries, jaw injuries, left arm, bilateral legs, and liver / internal damage. He also filed an amended claim petition with corresponding affidavit. He asserted on the day of the injury he was on the roof of a commercial business and fell through the roof. He met with his attorney, who forwarded an email to the workers' compensation insurance company on 9/23/23 and requested an evaluation by a physician. He then was seen by Dr. Baliga through the attorney. He opined the petitioner needed orthopedic evaluation with x-rays of the cervical lumbar spine, left shoulder, sternum, ribs, and right side. He also suggested a course of physical therapy and potential MRI studies of the cervical and / or lumbar spine, depending on his response. With respect to the left shoulder, he thought an MRI was appropriate. He should also have follow-up with the neural surgeon or ENT to assure the jaw fracture is appropriately managed. With respect to the liver laceration, he should be followed by a gastroenterologist or internal medicine specialist to ensure it is healing properly. New paragraph. As per the accident report, Mr. Flores was injured at work on 8/9/23. He fell in a hole of a roof, injuring his face, jaw, left arm, legs, and liver / internal damage. The only medical record provided was that of Dr. Oliga's report from 9/26/23. He ascertained a history relative to the subject event. He evidently was seen emergently at Paoli, P-A-O-L-I-A-I, hospital, and was admitted to the hospital from 8/9/23 through 8/12/23. He did not have the treatment records from the hospital, but it appeared he was treated for a grade 4 liver laceration and an open fracture of the mandible in addition to his orthopedic injuries. He did not have the results of radiographic testing. Mr. Flores did undergo surgery consisting of wiring of his jaw to stabilize the fracture. Other than that, he appeared to have received only supportive care for his various injuries. The only records available to Dr. Baliga were the discharge instructions to Mr. Flores. A physical exam was offered, and Dr. Baliga listed several diagnoses, all of which were attributable to the incident of 8-9-23. Petty did, in fact, opine the petitioner needed medical attention with various specialists and diagnostic studies as listed above. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Flores currently states that after the hospital, he did see the ENT specialist who removed the wires from his jaw. Period. He now seems to be using a mouth brace. Period. He complains of a little pain in his mouth, with pain in the low back and chest as well as the upper back. Petty denies any gastrointestinal symptoms or radicular complaints into the upper or lower extremities. Petty is not taking any medication. Petty does not use any splints, braces, sports, or canes, or walkers. Petty is not taking any medication. Petty has not returned to work since the accident. Petty, physical exam, head, eyes, ears, normal, followed by his teeth seem to be short in stature. Period, he was missing tooth number 4 on the upper right, secondary to the fall. Period, he seemed to also be missing tooth number 18 that he thought was due to his surgery. Period, heart normal, lungs normal, abdomen normal, neurologic normal, extremities upper. He wore a sweatshirt that he rolled up for visualization. Period. The fingernails on the thumb and small fingers were quite long bilaterally. Period. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders normal, extremities lower normal, spine cervical, range of motion was full in all spheres. Period. Left rotation was full but elicited tenderness at the right sternocleidomastoid. Period. The rest of that is normal. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He had full range of motion in all spheres with right side bending eliciting tenderness. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 8-9-23, William Flores fell through a roof, sustaining multiple injuries while at work. Period. Evidently was seen at Paoli Hospital Emergency Room, to which he was admitted for several days. Period. He was found to have a fracture of his mandible that was repaired surgically. Period. We are not in receipt of the actual treatment notes. Period. He was found to have a laceration of the liver, treated conservatively. Period. He states the only treatment he received after discharge from the hospital was removal of the wires from his mandible fracture. Period. His symptoms are otherwise markedly limited. Period. His clinical exam was also quite benign. Period. At this juncture, I would recommend lumbosacral spine x-rays. Period. Review of his hospital records would also be of assistance and may already include the lumbosacral spine x-rays. Period. The only reason these were suggested is he had complaints of pain with right side bending. Period. His liver laceration has healed and does not require further medical attention unless he develops symptoms there. Period. He requires no additional testing or treatment relative to the left arm or either leg. Period. He has no clinical signs to suggest them being necessary. Period. Make paragraph and underline this. We are in receipt of an email from the petitioner's attorney stating he had two Spanish interpreters in his office that would be available to us if necessary. We did contact his office on the day of the exam, but the interpreters were not made available. Period. At this juncture, I see nothing that would preclude this petitioner from working in a full-duty capacity. Period. And I would be happy to review the lumbosacral spine x-rays once completed. Period. These are being done for completeness sake. Period. End. One more thing. When he was evaluated by Dr. Baliga, he did not perform an examination of the abdomen or head, eyes, ears, nose, or throat. Period. Accordingly, his recommendations pertaining to these areas are not substantiated. Period. And that will be the end.